This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Labor laws in 104 countries reserve jobs for women only. There are 456 restrictions in Russia, including not being able to drive a train or steer a ship. Other countries stop women from working in entire sectors. Some countries have liberalized in recent years, including Bulgaria and Poland. Others, like Vietnam, have banned women driving new big tractors as recently as 2013. Response rates to surveys are plummeting in the developed world. On the labor survey in Britain, only 43% responded, compared to 70% in 2001. In the U.S., the current population survey has gone from 94% to 85%. Experts are worried because economic models and projections are based on such information. In the Middle East, construction of apartments for the poor are lagging. In Jordan, new rules for new apartments are set at 1,184 square feet that most cannot afford. In Egypt, a plan to build 1 million units has stalled for lack of funds. Leakage or corruption in some areas of India has gone from 100% of the money being stolen to only 30%. One problem is the amount of scarce dollars being spent on political promotion of the sponsors rather than the program itself. Southern Poverty Law Center has filed an ethics complaint against four Louisiana district attorneys over their practice of shifting thousands of traffic tickets into lucrative pre-trial diversion programs, calling it a racket. In general, the program was questioned, singling out the DAs from St. Charles, DeSoto, Calcasieu, and West Baton Rouge parishes. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain and Democratic Senator Chris Coons have called on President Trump to withdraw the nominee for a key post in the State Department over his lack of empathy for immigrants based on his spreading information about migrants. Misinformation. The United States has pulled out of the United Nations Human Rights Council. Macular degeneration affects 10 million Americans, often in their twilight years, typically depleting their central vision and leaving most legally blind, but with some remnant of sight. There are over 350 immigration judges in the United States, according to the Justice Department. There are 1,300 sitting federal judges across the country. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the affiliated media, Foundation Movement, AMFM.